Topic 157, Solitude. 1. One of the primary conditions that a disciple has to cultivate in order to sense the plan and be used by the Master is solitude. In solitude, the rose of the soul flourishes. In solitude, the divine self can speak. In solitude, the faculties and graces of the higher self can take root and blossom in the personality. In solitude also, the Master can approach and impress upon the quiescent soul the knowledge that he seeks to impart, the lesson that must be learned, the method and plan for work that the disciple must grasp. In solitude, the sound is heard. The great ones have to work through human instruments, and the plan and the vision are much handicapped by failure on the part of these instruments. From A Treatise on White Magic, page 132. 2. There comes always to the striver after the mysteries and the manipulator of the law a period of aloneness and of sorrow when no man stands by and isolation is his lot, but this is only temporary. From A Treatise on White Magic, page 263. 3. The lonely way is also the lighted way. Loneliness is an illusion which seeks to thwart the efforts of the server. It is glamour which can seriously impair true vision. From Discipleship in the New Age, Volume 1, page 113. 4. Loneliness grows as the aspirant detaches himself from the world of souls. There comes ever an interlude wherein the disciple senses an intense, seeming isolation, but it is only an illusion. You know that you are not alone. From Discipleship in the New Age, Volume 1, page 419. 5. The first-ray disciple loves isolation. It is for him the line of least resistance. He is, as you know, normally the one who stands alone. This is his strength, and it is also his weakness. He glories in detachment. From Discipleship in the New Age, Volume 1, page 625. See also Discipleship in the New Age, Volume 2, pages 45 through 46 and 763 through 764.